This week on Texans Huddle.
When I looked at the radar, it looked like, you know, this thing was coming pretty quickly. And so I felt like we needed to get good work in.
It's not my choice. It's not my decision. But my job is to go play quarterback.
I know there's a lot of anticipation and a lot of people out there that want to see him play.
Me being the leader back there, being here for 5 years, my fifth season, I just kind of want to be the leader to go in the classroom, you know, take what the coach is saying, put it towards the practice field, and just get the guys to understand exactly what the coach asked of us.
He pushed us extremely hard to be great athletes and be great people.
He said he couldn't find one to fit his little head. He got a little bitty head, so he couldn't find one small enough to fit him, but next year we'll have to get him on board with it.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. We are inside the bubble because it's a battle of the Bills. Head coach Bill O'Brien with training camp getting underway this week. And, of course, Tropical Storm Bill going on outside all week long, Mark. And who's winning this one?
Well, I think that when you have a practice bubble like this here at the Houston Methodist Training Center, that's obviously going to help the cause. Tropical Storm Bill certainly affecting the Texans' schedule this week, but when you can come inside, that really helps, and they'll probably cut the players loose early and things like that in order to accommodate everybody's family's safety.
Yeah, and head coach Bill O'Brien did a pretty good job of accommodating the players and the families as well.
I just felt like with the forecast, you know, I'm not certainly not a meteorologist. I'm just trying to be a football coach, but when I looked at the radar, it looked like, you know, this thing was coming pretty quickly. And so I felt like we needed to get good work in. So what I told the players was, you know, be on the alert this afternoon. They're done for the day now. I want them to get home in case the rain really hits us, so they're home and not, you know, having to drive through a potential flood and things like that.
Well, Mark, as we get back to talking about this mini camp out here this week, it doesn't really seem like it's a whole lot different than the OTAs. It's not like they're in pads. Everyone participated last week. Can you kind of break down what those differences might be?
You know why it doesn't seem different? Because it's not. It's really not that different, but this is mandatory. However, the Texans had perfect attendance for OTAs. Now, OTAs are voluntary, Patty, but it's also voluntary that when you jump out of an airplane, you pull the cord on your parachute, okay? It is an understanding between the players and management that the players show up for OTAs, but it's not required. This is required, mandatory minicamp, and it's your last chance to get things installed, get things ready, because you go on a desert-like six-week break between this and training camp in late July.
Yeah, and head coach Bill O'Brien and the team definitely had things they wanted to accomplish this week and did.
I think that we've accomplished a lot. You know, I think that the guys that were here last year, having been in the system now for over a year, they're able to practice faster. There's not as much thinking as there was, you know, when we were installing all three phases last year. So we've made improvement there. I think the expectation level, you know, between the coaches and the players is very good. They understand what they expect out of each other, and they understand our expectations as far as how we compete and practice, the pace in which we practice. And I've been, you know, I wouldn't say impressed, but I've been happy with the rookie group. You know, I think these guys, for the most part, have worked hard to try to get with our program.
And, you know, Mark, it seems like a week doesn't go by that we're not talking about quarterbacks in this quarterback competition.
Yeah, Patty, this has been hard-boiled stuff between Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer. And I'll throw Tom Savage in there as well, only because he knows the system. We've talked about this. You have three quarterbacks who all know this Bill O'Brien system, and that's been really healthy for this offense. Now, it hasn't always been clicking the way they want it to on that side of the ball throughout OTAs and minicamp. You know why? Because they're going up against one of the best defenses in the National Football League. But Bill O'Brien knows what he wants, and he knows what he's looking for in the most important position on the team.
The most consistent guy, the guy that makes the most consistent, correct decisions, consistently completes the ball to the right guy, gets us into the right play, the most consistent guy.
I'm just trying to get better every day to be the best player I can for my team and be the best teammate I can. That's all I can do right now. It's not my choice. It's not my decision. But my job is to go play quarterback, so that's what I'm focused on.
I've been through it before, so I think for me, you know, at this point in the year, I'm just trying to go out there and get better every day. You know, like I said, always trying to reacclimate myself to this offense, learn my personnel, my teammates, and just be the best quarterback I can be on a daily basis. And that's, you know, coach's decision, and he'll make the decision when he feels like it needs to be done. So for me, that kind of, not to say that it's the farthest thing in my mind, but I'm worried about the red zone, what our defense is doing. There's a lot more to worry about than that right now. I think, at this time of the year, it's a learning, you know, teaching time. And for me being the new guy in the system, that's what I'm trying to do right now. And I have a lot of trust in Billy and, you know, whenever he makes that decision and you know, that's up to him.
Well, obviously crucial stuff there. It's the most important position, like we said, Patty. This team went through four quarterbacks last year on their way to a winning season, so you have to get everybody ready.
Well, we do have to take our first time out here on the show, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk defense and catch up with Jonathan Joseph. Stay with us.